to share her journey with us tonight and her thinking around it. So I thank you for that. So over to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Edwin. So thank you for braving the weather. Someone switched the autumn switch on today. Thank you for inviting me. I've got about 20 minutes, so clearly I'm only going to scratch the surface. And what I've gone for tonight is just a bit of a journey through the sales process and how social media can be used at each stage. So what I'm not going to do is tell you how to use each of the tools. A quick Google, how do I use Twitter, will probably do that for you. What I am going to do is talk you through how we've used social media at different stages in the sales process to help us to build our business. So ClearThought provides outsourced marketing director function for small businesses who don't have that marketing director on their team, but really can do with some support in that area. And we work with people for about 6 to 12 months doing transformation programs in their business to step their marketing up. And the business has been going 2 years, and in that time, we have secured £450,000 worth of business that we've put through our network of marketing providers, through leads that initiated on social media. One indeed was the Bristol and Bath Marketing Network when it was just a LinkedIn group. I'll talk you through some of the ways in which we've done that. So what I'm talking through here is how that social media can be used to support the sales process. So what is social media? So the first thing I would say is that it is, it's people talking to people. And social media is everything that everybody says it is to them. So it is talking about what you had for breakfast, and it is Stephen Fry mouthing off, and it is people saying random things, and it is people having sensible business conversations. So downstairs, I would imagine a few of you had sensible business conversations, a couple of you talked about the weather, and a few of you might have mentioned that you watched Strictly on Saturday. And, you know, that happens in social media. So social media is what everybody says it is. It's people talking to each other about what people talk about. And all you need to do from a business perspective is talk to the people who are talking about what you want to talk about using the tools that are available. And I would say that there are 4 key tasks in social media. And on the handout that I've given you, I've just kind of put out the 4 boxes for you to have a think about these tasks and how you might make the most of them. So the first is connect. So that's making connections between you and another individual. That's your Facebook friends, people who like your page, people who are your connections on LinkedIn, your followers on Twitter. This is connecting. Your little black book is no longer your little black book. It's your LinkedIn connections and it's your various people you're connected with. So your first task in social media is to make connections between you and the people with whom they are connected. The second is converse. And this is absolutely essential. If you all came to networking events and didn't talk to anyone, I would imagine they'd be a bit rubbish for you. And social media is the same. So once you've made those connections, you need to have conversations. And there's nothing different about social media that means you can't just talk about what you're interested in, show your expertise and have those conversations. The third is to share. So when you see a piece of content that you think your connections would find useful, you pass it on. And what I mean by that is bookmarking something on a social media site, retweeting it on Twitter, sharing it on your LinkedIn status. Those are the sorts of things. And what you're doing is demonstrating your credibility by sharing with them something that they would find useful and therefore filtering all the mass that's out there. And they'll think, oh, that's great. You know, Bryony always sends me useful stuff. She must know what she's talking about. At least that's the idea. And then the fourth is broadcast, and I put this last. Lots of people think about social media as a way of getting your message out there and shouting to the world about what it is that you're doing. And yes, absolutely, things like posting a link to your blog, putting your own blog on your LinkedIn status, starting a discussion in which you point to some of your own coverage, putting up a presentation on SlideShare, all of these things are broadcast. I would say that's probably 4th in my list of priorities. So if you just have a think that social media is about connecting, conversing, sharing, and broadcasting, and have a think about the tools that would enable you to do that, then you've kind of got the core concept. And you all do this in your day-to-day job. And I think one